grey, damp morning, but this run hopefully will take less than 30 minutes. I'll be disappointed. Oh, Jesus. I'll be disappointed if I don't break 30 minutes.
Good morning. How are you doing today? It is Sunday, the 10th of March, and I am going to make some sourdough bread, and I have some sourdough baking there already in the oven, and we'll have a look at that shortly. But I'm going to make sourdough from this sourdough starter, which I fed overnight there. So this is a rice sourdough bread, a rice sourdough starter rather. So that's what I'm going to do today. It's Mother's Day as well, so I'm going to go over and see my mother and hopefully get some flowers in Tesco there in Kinnegad. And the most important thing, not the most important thing, the second most important thing is I'm going to go for a run, and I'm going to try and do a particular time. And the reason for that is because last week I had a bad fall off the bicycle. I went out on Saturday morning after frost, and the roads were a bit dodgy, and like a fool, I ploughed ahead. And rather than being cautious or waiting for the roads to be absolutely clear of frost, unfortunately, I wasn't on the bike 10 minutes when I got a bad fall. The bike went out from under me, skidded on the road between Nan Brennan's Corner and Carberry Castle. It's called the Bog Road, and the bike went one way and I went the other. And I hit the road hard and I skidded along it, and I injured my hip badly, bruised it very, very badly, and I skinned my elbow. Now, they're not too bad now, and I've made a good old recovery. But all week, when I was doing my runs, I have a particular time that I wanted to break, and I didn't break it. I didn't break my target time. So this morning now, I'm going to give it the best that I can and really go for it and try and ensure that I break my target time, which is actually 30 minutes. So that's the target this morning. I run up to Ballinadrimna to the bus stop there, and I run back here, and I target, or I time it from the window out there, starting there and finishing there. So I want to break 30 minutes this morning, and that is my task. That's my objective. And as I said to you just now, I'm making some other brown or some other sourdough here, which I put in the oven just yesterday. I'll have a look at it there now. As you can see, that bread has risen up very nicely. So that's looking like it's in good shape, and that bread is baked in the Dutch oven, in that what do you call it, Le Creuset Dutch oven dish or saucepan or whatever you call it, for half an hour with the lid on and then for 15 minutes with the lid off. So far it's obviously going very well, and it's risen up very, very nicely, and that's really what you want with your sourdough bread. I'm going to make another one now. I'm going to make, this is a rice sourdough. This is the starter, as you can see here. That's the starter. And I'm going to make a rice sourdough loaf with this one. So that's the plan. So I need 100 grams of starter, which is what I have because I fed it last night. I'm going to put this back now in the fridge until next week. I'll need this next week again. And the bit that's left in this dish, this little jar, will use or be the instigator of the starter for next week. So that's the idea. You always retain a little bit. And then next week, at the weekend, I'll feed it the day before I need it. And then when I feed it the day before I need it, the idea is that you have good, fresh, lively starter the next day when you actually need it. So that's what I do. with the starter, so I'm going to put this back into the fridge here. And leave it there for next week. You always have a choice of what you put into the bread. If anything, you don't have to put anything into the bread, but sometimes you might want to put something into it just to change up the flavours of it. And this week, if there's any black olives there, I'll put those in. Hopefully there's some there, but I'm not sure. Yeah, we have some olives, so we're going to have to chop these up just for the sake of... Turn it off altogether. So some black olives. Throw in the black olives now. Then I'm just going to mix the whole lot up. I'm not going to knead it or anything like that. I'm just going to mix it up first. And I'm going to leave it for half an hour. And let the dough rest. And then I'll do a series of stretching and folds to build up gluten in the dough and in the bread, or what will become the bread. Stretching and folding then is done at intervals of 2 hours, and 2 hours, 2 hours, and then 1 hour. So a good bit of stretching and folding, but that's what builds up the gluten in the dough, and what builds up the nice light air pockets you see in good sourdough bread, nice sourdough bread that's not dense and close crumbed, but that's open crumbed and light. That's the way I like it. So that's it. We're just going to leave the. We're going to leave the dough for half an hour in the bowl. Put a tea towel over it. Leave it for half an hour, and this other bread now should be ready. It's the one I put in this morning, but which I actually prepared yesterday, and. It should be ready there shortly now. Yeah, I prepared one yesterday there and left it in the fridge overnight. And after leaving it in the fridge overnight, then it was into the oven this morning in that Dutch oven. And we have 7 minutes to go. 7 minutes to go, see how it's doing now. It's doing nicely. That's after steaming up my lens. Anyway, with 7 minutes, I'm going to leave it there now for 7 minutes, and I'll come back then when my alarm goes off. And the other one, I've got to set the alarm for half an hour on that. So I'll use my phone for that. When I'm baking bread, I'll often have two alarms going. One on my iPad and one on my mobile phone. And sometimes when the alarm goes off and I'm doing something else, like concentrating on maybe writing a blog post or something for one of my websites, I actually can't remember which alarm is which. Which can be a bit embarrassing and a bit messy. But anyway, that's it. 6 minutes to go for the bread that's in the oven, and then I have to leave the other one for half an hour. So I'll go and do my blog post now.
alarm went off there now for this bread out here, so let's go and see what it's like. It was looking promising earlier on there anyway, so take it out there now. It's after getting 45 minutes anyway. 30 minutes with the lid on and 15 minutes with the lid off. Where are my gloves? Looks pretty good there now. You can hear the crackling of the paper. That's it there now. It's a rye sourdough bread. That'll be nice now later on for the lunch if necessary. That's a nice loaf of bread now. The rice, or it's a wholemeal sourdough actually, that's Nevin McGuire's recipe. So that'll do for the moment. The other one then, this rice sourdough is here, and I'm going to give it half an hour. I have the timer there on my iPhone, so gotta wait for the timer to go off. I have to finish off my blog post there now, and then I'm going to go for the run. And I have to break 30 minutes. But first I have to charge this camera, or it's gonna exhaust the old battery. It's time now to stretch and fold this other dough that I started there this morning, so that's what I'm going to do now. It just involves stretching the dough and folding it over itself in the bowl, as we'll see there now in a minute. So I'm going to just wet my hand, and then I'm going to just stretch it and fold it over. And then I'm going to leave it for something like 2 hours. Here it is here. So stretch it and fold it. Stretch it in the bowl, fold it over itself. Just leave it in the bowl then for 2 hours, and the gluten then develops, builds up as it's resting. And then I come back and do the same thing again in another 2 hours. And then I come back and do the same thing again in another 2 hours. And then eventually I will be putting it into the fridge overnight. I'll be putting it into the fridge overnight, and then I can bake it off tomorrow or the next day. Or I could break it off this evening, because when it goes into the fridge today, it's going to go in at 11:30 or 12 o'clock. And I really just want to ensure that it gets 8 hours in the fridge, say. So that means that I could actually bake it off this evening at 8 o'clock if I wanted to. I could also par-bake it. In other words, bake it 75% this evening and then finish it off during the week when I want fresh bread. I've done that before there and it's worked out really, really well. So that is the crack. Now I'm going to go for my run. Got to get ready for my run now, and I've got to break 30 minutes or I'll be really, really peed off. Yeah, I've got to break 30 minutes. I'll take off this microphone. It's a great little microphone. Wireless. Putting this on, you'd swear I'd never put on a freaking hoodie before. When you rush things, you don't freaking prepare properly. And more importantly, you don't take the sleeves out of the frickin' thing. Anyway, no work business. I want to put in my headphones there as well. I listen to audiobooks when I run, and at the moment I'm listening to East of Eden by John Steinbeck, and it's absolutely brilliant. So I'm enjoying that. And coincidentally, I'm listening to East of Eden, and I am reading The Grapes of Wrath. And John Steinbeck was one genius of a writer. Anyway, we're nearly ready for our run, and we have to beat 30 minutes or I will be really pissed off. And I'll be definitely a good sign that I'm getting old. I'm not able to do what I did last week or whatever, but this is only now since I fell off the bike, and I was kind of saving my leg, my hip there during the week. So I am hoping that I'll be able to break 30 minutes as the plan. It's a miserable old day. Grey, damp morning, but this run hopefully will take less than 30 minutes. I'll be disappointed. Disappointed if I don't break 30 minutes, but I've been kind of feeling my hip there all week since I fell off the bike there last Saturday, so we'll see. But I'm going to give it to Holly now, and I'm going to do my best and see what happens. And then I have to lash over to Tesco, I think, in Kinnegad to get flowers for Mother's Day for my mother, who thankfully is still alive. All week I've been a bit lackluster, and it's all coming from the bloody accident I had last week there. Yeah, delighted now to break that 30 minutes. In fact, I've smashed it 29 minutes and 32 seconds, whatever, so I've a good few seconds to spare. Delighted with that. I really pushed it this morning, and I kind of put it up to myself to push myself, because I was very lackluster there all week, and I was feeling my hip, especially my hip. But this morning I kind of pushed as hard as I could, and I just ignored it. So anyway, it's recovering well, and I'm back in the game. So that's my target there for that particular run on the Saturday and Sunday morning. It's a little bit longer than the one I normally do, but anyway, happy with that now. Kinnegad there now to get flowers for Mother's Day. Hopefully Tesco have flowers. I'm sure they have. I'll be there at 10 o'clock anyway, so I'm hoping that there will be plenty left over. Good choice. Hopefully they aren't sold out or anything. I wouldn't think so. So that's where I'm headed. Nope. There's a Tesco car park on Mother's Day, 10 o'clock. Shop opens at 10 o'clock, so I'm hoping, obviously, that there's going to be a decent selection of flowers there. Anyway, 10th of March, 2024. I'm listening to a book there at the moment called
East of Eden by John Steinbeck. And I am reading, as a consequence of that, and having read it before, The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck. And if you like books, if you like reading, if you like stories, if you like great writing, I would strongly suggest that you give yourself a treat and do yourself a favour and read East of Eden and The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck, because John Steinbeck is clearly a genius, was clearly a genius. I've read his books before, or some of them, not all of them, some of them. I read Cannery Row and I read The Grapes of Wrath. I don't think I read The East of Eden, but Jesus, I am delighted that I am reading both of them at the moment, because they are absolutely superb. They are brilliant. Anyway, hopefully these flowers will be in plentiful supply in Tesco on Mother's Day. Thankfully we got the flowers anyway, so we're in good standing. We're going to remain in good standing. 2024 Mother's Day. Anyway, that's it. Jesus, don't reverse into me. Oh Christ, written it up. That's it. Hope you liked the vlog. Hit the like and thumbs up button down below if you like it. And subscribe to my channel if you want as well. Hit the bell, the subscribe button down below, and hit the bell icon, and you'll be notified every time I make a video. Thanks a lot. Thanks for your attention.